Good evening and welcome to Thunderdome Meta Reviews. My name is Gabe Cooper. I'm here with David and Tracy. Beware, watch out for things that go bump in the night. How are y'all doing?
I'm, what the fuck, 46 years old, so I'm feeling this record.
I'm spooked by the things that go bump in the night.
Me too. I want to be part of the Barmy Army.
It's scary, man. So we're here to review a record by the band Girl School. They've been around for a super, super long time.
78.
And I was super stoked to bring this album to us to review because we need a super, super old band every once in a while.
Agreed.
And a female-fronted, you know, female band is agreed, always welcome here. So that's what we're doing this evening.
It is. This is their 14th studio album.
Totally, dude. Yeah, like seven to us.
Like, well, there's a 21st anniversary, Not That Innocent. I don't know if that's a compilation album or not.
Who knows? I think Ass Ton is the official number of albums they have.
And the lineup is Kim McAuliffe and Denise Dufort are the two mainstays in the band that's done all releases. Kim McAuliffe has done rhythm guitar, lead, and backing vocals. Denise Dufort does drums. Tracy Lamb has had a couple stints with the band doing bass and backing vocals. And Jackie Chambers has been with the band since 1999 as lead guitar and backing vocals. Could not find any information on the production of this, but there is...
Need to know only, Tracy.
I guess so. Super Lining Music is the production company. There we go. Found it. There are a couple guest artists, specifically on the last track, with Biff Byford from Saxon, Phil McCampbell from Motorhead, and Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses fame on Born to Raise Hell.
Back then, you went there, or they went there.
I did. Let's see. Runtime on this album is
42 minutes
and 7 seconds. It is our shortest album for the week.
It was fire.
And it was released on April 25th.
That can't be right.
That's what Amazon is showing for
David. That may be in the UK. I got July 28th here. That usually the gap isn't that big, but this one may have just dropped in the UK earlier because here it's July 28th. Hence,
or that may have been the first day it's available to purchase on Amazon.
Sure. That makes sense. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was this year and this band's been around since 78 and Gabe picked it. Gabe, why did you pick it beyond wanting a venerable outfit of badass women? Or that may have been it.
Like when I pick a record for our monthly kind of like new records, typically I also tend to want to pick something that's not in the same style of what everybody else has picked.
I've noticed.
This is pretty far out from what everybody else picked in terms of style. So
accurate.
I don't think I've really picked a lot of heavy metal records. Like I think, Tracy, you picked Smolder, right?
I picked Smolder. I was trying to think. The closest I think we'd probably get to cast like heavy metal for you, maybe the Holy Moses albums that we've done two of, which are much more in the thrash vein, but they got that definite old school vibe to them.
For sure. I just figured I would pick something that was pretty out there in terms of what it was, what were you doing this week? So, I mean, I was really happy with this pick. I thought it was going to be fun. You know, it turned out to be fun.
Well, like, I'm not going to lie, coming into it, I was like, I wonder what Gabe picked up. I figured it'd be kind of like a punk album just based off the name. Then I heard it, like, oh, this is like the legit old classic rock Girl School band. Okay, here we go. Like, it took me a second to go, oh, that's who it is.
I had no idea what to expect. I am embarrassed to say I didn't know them. And to be fair, their early first album didn't even drop in the US, blah, blah, blah. But I'm ashamed to say I didn't know them, but I know them now. And this was a lot of fucking fun. For those of you who watched the Peacock show Poker Face, there's a fake metal band called Duxology led by Chloe Savini. That sounds exactly like this fucking band. Staplehead. Like, I can't get that out of my head, but it's not on this album. That's in the fake thing anyway. So... So when Chloe Savini and Natasha Lyonne had to make a fake metal band that sounded like it had been massive back in the day, it sounded exactly like this. So I thought this was a ton of fun. I was glad you picked it, Gabe. Some of this ended up on my Halloween playlist. No, I'm not joking. I mean, obviously. So my kid thought it was fun. I don't know. Everybody wins except for, I guess, black metal.
Wow. It wasn't even like one of those things where she was like, is this metal?
You know, she likes female empowerment and she likes girl groups. Sure. And so there's some stuff she can grab onto. And she likes kicking ass. She likes monsters. I don't know. There's a lot to speaking for this. This jacket she would probably wear and like ram people.
Yeah, there's a lot to like here for sure.
What the 45?
Yeah. Speaking of a lot to like being brought up. Oh, Gabe brings the old school hard rock. Okay. I'd say it is retro, but these ladies are veterans, and I think it's just it's just how they sound as they open the album with "It is what it is, and what are you going to do about it?"
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
drink a beer, I guess. Dig out my Vendidum vest. Charming in its way. It isn't complicated. Isn't trying to be cool. Riff driven songs, and I like Kim's vocals.
Yeah, this is fun as shit.
Yeah,
we're gonna fight.
It is. He's definitely bringing back the old school on this one. It definitely serves really well for what it's doing and holds up fairly decent comparatively. Like there, and also they kind of float through some genres, I guess you could say, because I feel like there's a little bit of a punk moment. There's like they get into like some drop D and play some closer to heavy metal stuff, and then they get into like a little more classic rock, like they're what they're used to, you know. Like they do a lot of like kind of like floating between genres on this album.
London in the 70s, man. Yeah, all those things happening at the same time.
There's some power pop moments on this, and it's, you know, what you see is what you get. It's not like you're not gonna, I'm not sure if anybody comes to this record and they're just like totally surprised by what they hear, or they're totally bowled over, because, you know, if you're coming to this record, you probably know what you're getting into. I never listened to this band before, and I kind of knew what I was getting into.
Yeah.
But I didn't know whether I would like it or not. That's sort of like my headspace. But like, I enjoyed it. You know, I had a really good time.
I'm trying to get my head around a band that was like dropping albums when I was one. Like, that's fucked up. But anyway, yes, I was one.
What the 45?
What the 45? What the 46? Anyway, yes, intense. South London in 78 was very different than South London in 2023.
Oh, I bet.
Not to be nostalgic for a town I didn't live in, but, you know, it's like Times Square before Disney invaded. But they're very much of that era. And I was here for it. You know, there's a lot of overlap with Motorhead. Motorhead's tour manager, isn't it? Or producer, one of them, manager, maybe sort of quote unquote discovered them. So there's some all kinds of overlap there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can hear it.
That's another, like, it just reminded me, like, the Motorhead reminded me of, like, Nashville Pussy, like, is another, like...
I thought about them, too, listening to this a little bit. No, I almost brought them up earlier, but didn't want to say the band's name.
This is a little less raunchy.
I'm not even a prude, but I don't know, man. I'm not sure I get to toss that word around that casually, but podcast, different podcast.
You're using it as a proper name. So
it's like preferred nomenclature, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you're allowed to. But I mean, yeah, this thing, these guys are just fun. They're having like another band just having fun, but very different kind of fun, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Less guitar here. Way less guitar. I think, unfortunately, Girl School would beat living shit out of Voyager.
And probably.
Throw them off the stage to Ben's raucous applause.
Voyagers, like, they show up to the same concert, and like Voyagers in like suits, like being the prog kids they are, and then the Girl School fans are in their leather and denim. They're like, all right,
y'all beat them to death with their own guitar. And I love Voyager, but I would not bet on them in a fight with Girl School. No way. No way.
Because you know
they give them a run for their money for sure.
In 78, they were taking shit already then.
Oh my god, yes. I don't even care that they're older than Voyager. They'd rip them in half. Riffs would keep coming. Never not riffing. Ooh, there's a COVID song on here. Ooh. That's really how I read it. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm pushing us into talking about songs. It's not time yet. Invisible Killer.
Oh.
Did you live in the last 3 years?
It is an invisible killer, of course.
It is. I mean, their COVID was every bit as stupid over there as here. They're one of the few countries that did get as stupid as we did. But again, different podcast. Can I?
We all got a little dumb in that.
Ugh, some of us more than others. Anyway, any other general points before we hit songs? Songs hit us.
I mean, I think, like, I appreciate the fact that they covered Motorhead. They totally didn't need to.
That's fair.
Like,
amazing.
It's a little bit gratuitous.
It felt like the Bathory cover though on Black Friday, right? Like the
Yeah, but also, like, I don't know, not to go back to that review, but I think that a cover like that on the Black Parade record is a different message than that Motorhead covered on this record.
That's fair.
Because Girl School grew up with Motorhead, whereas Black Parade was bottle fed on Motorhead, possibly, or Bathory.
Bathory, Bathhead.
Stay. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. Like, I still think that, whereas I think that it is a fun thing for Girl School to do, totally unnecessary. And for Black Parade, it's like, maybe you want to step out of your box a little bit more. Maybe you want to, like, I don't know.
What's in the box?
I don't know. I feel like Girl School has every right to just play whatever they want to, because they're still there. You know what I mean? Like, what the 45? What even is this trajectory? But they're doing it.
They're
so
still doing it.
That's,
yeah.
It's, I'm mad respect. Like, just so, mad respect.
So I even want to put on another level of mad respect. There is a level of band members that we normally see with most bands, but the one on this one is like the top, because it's like an entire Wikipedia page with like full-on biographies of members in the band. Like, they,
and
like,
I know one of the founders died of cancer in, I don't know, I think the 20 teens. So they had a casualty, but yeah, they're a big deal. We're just dumb and didn't know, because I don't know, we weren't listening to British rock in London.
We're
in
the stupid early Americans. 80s. That's
we're stupid,
all there is.
We're stupid Americans. And I, you know, I'll just be blunt. I really don't think almost any of these female fronted bands, it's just they're not preserved. There are fewer of them to begin with, right? And then they just don't get to be icons in the same way. I don't know, maybe it'll be different going forward, but
yeah.
It was a worse sausage fest then than now in terms of the genre.
Yeah,
I was saying, like, these girls, when they first got in 78, were kicking people's
Jesus.
Ass.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because, like, I think you had like Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, but I mean,
yeah,
there was more of it going on in other genres, but in metal, it was a wasteland, and you know, they don't give a fuck. So, songs, what do you think, Gabe?
Guys, do I even have to say it to you?
You don't. I'm ready.
Take the ride, man.
Take the ride.
Take it.
Yeah, take the ride as well. I really do like Cold Dark Heart. So, like, if I had to pull a song off here, I'm like, Cold Dark Heart. I think the Motorhead cover is better than, like, what they did with it, better than the Bathory cover was for Black Parade.
Oh, I agree with that, too.
I mean, it's very much apples and oranges, but, like, in terms of quality compared with the rest of the album, I think it's a much better addition to the album than that one was.
I also really like Cold Dark Heart. I like Bump in the Night. Some Halloween type shit. Invisible Killer made me want to punch something, but it's not their fault. Fucking pandemic. I thought Party was fun. This whole album's Party. Yeah, take the ride. Just take the ride. It's 42 minutes.
I mean, if I'm going to critique it at all, I think it dips a little bit in the middle, but like, honestly, for what it's trying to do, it totally hits the spot, and I'm not going to complain about it.
Are you going to complain about it, Gabe?
I am not going to complain about it.
Not going to. All right. Not happening. This is also an album, by the way, in case that weren't obvious.
Look it up.
To quote Ben, it is what it is, and a Cold Dark Heart were his two songs.
Tight. So. That makes sense. That tracks.
Yep.
So grade it.
Gabe.
I'm gonna give this a solid B+. This is like easily something I could just throw on and listen to anytime. Doesn't even matter what time of day, what day of the week. I'll just throw it on. It's fine.
Same team. Fucking badass. I want to watch them beat up all my favorite bands. I'm going to I want to watch them kick the shit out of all the bands like and then kick my ass.
Exactly.
This is also a solid B+. All day, every day.
I'm going to come in slightly underneath you guys. With a
You're
team.
A coward.
So at 85. Good. I mean, it's a solid album overall, but I mean, it was like, I still like the better 70s album. Ben is going to give it a C+ at a 78.
I'll take it.
What?
Yep.
You know,
Blasphemy.
Dave will be like, this is a great album, good effort, good playing. D. You're like, wait, what?
Don't hear that. This is a good album, the compositions. D. And you're like, where did that come from?
No, amazing. Silent Assassin. Anyway, I would buy this.
I think I would too.
Yeah, I would totally buy this. I don't know what Ben is smoking. I think he's on some shit that we should
he's on assignment.
He's on we should assignment. Investigate and see what he's on so that we can actually partake because
so we can fail albums as well.
Exactly.
what was our average, Tracy?
Our average was an 85.
I was gonna say solid B. All right. Yep.
We didn't have a 45F to drag it down like Voyager.
No comment. Speaking of solid Fs, what is happening in our life next, Tracy?
Our next pick for the pick of August is going to be David bringing out Crypta's new album, Shades of, or not David, Ben bringing out Crypta's new album, Shades of Sorrow. You can see why I thought it was David, though, because I mean, Crypta.
Yeah, I know. I was like, is that what I picked? You like gaslit me in that one moment. I was like, that does sound like something I would do, but I didn't do it. Ben did it.
You didn't, but we know what you're going to pick for that month anyways.
I think you do too. And there's a lot of choices, but it rhymes with hair wolf. I mean, you know.
Like, it's not
with Cataclysm. Yet. There's a lot. It's a difficult month for me.
It is a difficult month for you. And I'm not here to back you up and get you your second favorite this go around. So, I mean.
You know, you want some Cataclysm? Hey, pretend you don't like Tech Death, Tracy. Wait, no. That happened. Oh, man. It's going great, everyone.
It is. Well, everyone, thank you for tuning in with us, and tune in next time here on Thunderdome Metal Reviews.
Party on. Cool. Girl school.